Blog Talk Radio.
Like to welcome you to the Jeremiah Speaks broadcast. You are listening to the Dr. James Jones from the Galilee Baptist Church. Our contact information is goteachandbaptize@gmail.com. The contact number is 804-313-7853. Again, this is the Jeremiah Speaks broadcast. I hope you come expecting a word from the Lord tonight, because truly God is a good God who is worthy to be praised. Might we turn in our Bibles to John 10, verse 27. The word of God reads as such, "My sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me." Now might we skip over to Luke 10, verse 27, which reads as such, "But he shall say, I tell you, I know you not whence ye are. Depart from me, all ye workers of iniquity." I want to speak from the thought, you know Jesus, but does he know you? You know Jesus, but does he know you? Might we bow in a word of prayer. Eternal God and Heavenly Father, it is once again we come to say thank you. We come to say thank you for this is the day that you have made and we are mighty glad to be in it. We come thanking you for being God all by yourself and beside you there's none other. We come asking that you would allow me to preach a right now word that will fall on good ground and will bring forth much fruit in the coming days and coming years. And we'll be so careful to give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise. It is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You know Jesus, but does he know you? I would like to propose a question to each of you tonight, and that is, are you sure that Jesus knows who you are? I said, are you sure that Jesus knows who you are? There is no doubt in my mind that you know who Jesus is, but does he really know who you are? I didn't say, look at your neighbor. I said, that is a personal question in which we all must ask ourselves. Amen, somebody. The other night, as I was praying and meditating on this text, I began to analytically think about the question, and it occurred to me that it is possible to know someone who does not know you. I don't believe you heard me this evening. I said within society, within humanity, It is possible to know a person who does not know you in return. Am I right about it? Oh, y'all know I'm telling the truth this evening. Many times we speak of celebrities as if they were household names. We even wear their names on our clothing, place pictures of them on our walls, and speak of them in conversations as if they were friends of ours. Hello, somebody. Oh, y'all know I'm telling the truth about it. We became fascinated with Barack and Michelle Obama. Millions of people think of them as their personal friends. We have come to refer to the former First Lady as Michelle, as if she were our next door neighbor. Come on, somebody. Am I right about it? We read their books, Facebook posts, blogs, and track their every move. Some of us even know their birthdays, their favorite foods, and their favorite colors. Without a doubt, we know them. But much as we lack the former president and first lady, do you think that they actually think about us when they wake up in the morning? Hello, somebody. I mean, maybe it is just me, but I don't think they know our favorite food, our favorite color, or our likes or dislikes. We know them, but I highly doubt that they know us. I wish I had somebody who understood me tonight. I'm reminded about one of my cousins who moved to a large city church and had joined a mega church with 30,000 members. One day she needed special prayer, so she called the church and asked to speak to the pastor. She was told that meeting the pastor was not possible because he did not have appointments with members. They assured her that the church would pray for her. She quickly realized that the leader, the under-shepherd, the pastor, would never, ever know her name, recognize her in the grocery store, officiate her wedding, or personally console her in difficult times. That was a game changer, my brothers and sisters. You know, I remember it as if it was yesterday. Distinctly, she called me up and said, it is crazy that I know the pastor, but he would never even know my name. Long story short, she left that church. I don't know about you, but I'm glad that Jesus is not like that to his children. The Bible tells us that he knew us before we was born, and he even know the hairs upon our head. Amen, somebody. That is why I stopped by tonight to ask somebody, does Jesus really know you? Let me break it down to you like this. Before anyone can enter into our home, my wife and I have to at least know the person. I mean, it is not good practice to let strangers into your house. Somebody still didn't get that. If you were to die tonight and your soul arrived at God's house, would Jesus recognize you and say, come on in, that is my child? Or would he say, I know you not? My brothers and sisters, we must all consider, does Jesus really know me? In our text tonight, there is a striking contrast in the relationship between God and his people. John 10 presents the image of believers as sheep who willingly follow the shepherd's direction. Because the shepherd knows his sheep, he knows where to find them. He knows their habits. He knows their whereabouts. He knows their thoughts. He knows their tendency to wander and go astray. He knows each one of them by name, and they answer when he calls. Have I got one witness? However, in the second text, Luke 13 presents a different image. It is the image of the believer who claimed to know the Savior, but the Savior does not know them. Y'all know people like that. who wear a Biko cross around their neck, but don't know how to bear a cross. But my brothers and sisters, must Jesus bear the cross alone, and the whole world go free? No, no, my brothers and sisters, there's a cross for you, and there's a cross for me. I wish I had time to talk about the cross tonight, but these are the people who are always talking loud and saying nothing, as the late James Brown would put it. They would tell you, I'm praying for you, but never lift a finger or an iota of their resources to help. Hello, somebody. Yeah, yeah, we all know people like this. They're always singing, God got a blessing for you, but never want to reach down and be a blessing to someone else. I wish I had me a friend, church, tonight. So that is why I stopped by to tell somebody, I know you know Jesus, but does he know you? Every now and again, we need to check up on ourselves and ask ourselves, does Jesus really know us? You might be asking yourself tonight, how can I be sure that Jesus knows me? Well, I'm going to give you three ways in which you can be sure that your master, our master, loves you and knows who you are. Number one is your relationship with Jesus. In order to build a relationship with Jesus, you must confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead. The Bible tells us that if we do these two things, that we shall be saved. After that, we must spend time with Jesus. So how do we do that? We pray, we read our Bible, and we meditate on his holy word. However, many people have little time for God because they are always pressed for time. We are always too busy. We are going here and there and never have time for the one who gave us time in the first place. Amen, somebody. In these last and evil days, we are to set aside time to talk to God. Talking to God is like talking to your wife or husband. It is essential to build a relationship. After all, the only way to get to know someone is to talk to them. Hello, somebody. I don't know about you, but I talked to him late last night. I talked to him early this morning, and I talked to him at work today at noonday. And I'm still talking to him right now. Not only did I talk to him, but he talks back to me. I wish I had somebody. No wonder the songwriter declared, I come to the garden alone while the dew is still on the roses and the voice I hear ringing in my ear. The Son of God discloses, and he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own. You know Jesus, but does Jesus know you? Number two, if you want to be sure that Jesus knows you, then you ought to stay close to him. God never abandons us, but too often we abandon God. We are simply not there. Some attend worship, but their attention is not there, but it is somewhere else. It's like a man who takes a woman on a date and pours out his heart to her over dinner, only to learn that she never heard a word that he said. Some of you old school folks remember a song by the OJs that said, your body is here with me, but your mind is on the other side of town. You got me messing around. Come on, somebody, don't pretend like you've been saved all your life. Yeah, yeah, let the truth be told. A growing number of believers come to church every Sunday, but their mind is on the other side of town. They are thinking about what they have to do when they get home, when they get to work next week, or how they are going to get the kids to and from practice. And the list goes on and on and on. And many pastors have become complacent with this. As long as the money keeps coming in, they are fine. Everything is fine and dandy. But I stopped by to tell somebody that God wants your talent. God wants your time. God wants your resources. He wants all of you. I wish I had some help tonight. Does Jesus know you? The third way that you can be sure that Jesus knows you is to rid yourself of sin, and that is sin with an eye in the middle. For we all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. My brothers and sisters, when we sin, we stray away from God, and he doesn't know us anymore. He doesn't know the person we have become. God, that he gave us a solution, and that solution is Jesus Christ. You see, Jesus is a bridge that connects us back to God. Many people come to church Sunday after Sunday and continue to live in sin. Y'all know what I'm talking about. They praise God on Sunday and curse like a sailor at work on Monday. Hello, somebody. You see, just because someone goes to church every Sunday does not mean that they are a Christian. It does not mean that God knows them. Hello, somebody. For those of you that don't know me, I'm from the country. And if my grandfather, the late Deacon James A. Jones, was here right now, he would say, just because you come out of a chicken house does not make you a chicken. Hello, somebody. If you are not from the country, just let that one roll on past, and it'll catch you somewhere down the road. Come on, somebody. I hope you understand me tonight. Perhaps someone might be listening in tonight who is living in sin. I want you to know that Jesus still loves you, and he is waiting for you to come back home. My brothers and sisters, I wish I had one witness tonight who can declare and decree without a shadow of a doubt that, yes, Jesus knows me. He knows my name, and when I call him, he will answer. You ought to know that you know that you know that you know. The old folks would say every tub got to stand on its own bottom. You ought to be able to sing the old familiar hymn that says, yes, Jesus loves me. For the Bible tells me so. I hope you are praying with me tonight as I hurry to my seat. It is okay to be well known in your community. It is okay to be well known across these United States. It is okay to be well known across the world. But it is mandatory that we are well known by Jesus. In case you don't know who I'm talking about, let me tell you a little bit about him. His name is above every name. It sounds like music in my ear. Have I got one witness? Is there anybody here that ever had to call on that name at the midnight hour when your situations was beyond your control? When your children act like they have lost their mind, when your family act like they have gone crazy, and you didn't know what to do or how you was going to make it, you had to call on that name. When they were giving you trouble on your job, talking about you behind your back, if there anybody in here feel like helping me call on that name, for there's power in that name, healing in that name, deliverance in that name, joy in that name. If you know him and he has been good to you, you ought to help me praise his name wherever you may be. You ought to help me call on that name, for he is a rock in a weary land, shelter in a time of a storm. He is a friend when you're friendless, bread when you're hungry, and water when you're thirsty. Y'all know him, don't you? He woke you up this morning, started you on your way, put clothes on your back and food on your table. He is distinctive in supernatural capacity, radiant in eternal splendor, majestic in eternal deity. I haven't even called his name yet, but I hope you know who I'm talking about. He was born in Bethlehem, reared in Nazareth. But one Friday he died. I said he died one Friday, but bright early Sunday morning, he got up with all power in his hands. His name is Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, how I love calling on that name. My brothers and my sisters, I hope you know who Jesus is. But most importantly, I hope you can declare that, yes, Jesus knows who I am. Truly, we are living in the last and evil days, and we must check up on ourselves every now and again and ask ourselves, does Jesus really know who we are? I would like to close with a story that is told by the late Dr. Benjamin Robertson, who was the founder of the Richmond, Virginia Seminary. Dr. Robertson told a story about a young man looking for a job. So the young man decided to call the local grocery store and ask the question, "Are you hiring today?" The owner said, "I am not hiring, as I already have a young man working for me, and he is doing just fine." So the youngster was persistent, and he proceeded to call again. This time, the owner got agitated and said, "I have a young man working for me. Don't call this phone again." The boy replied, "I am that young man. All I am doing is checking up on myself." So my brothers and my sisters, I urge you tonight to check up on yourself and ask yourself, does Jesus really know you? The doors of the church are open and the invitation is extended. Is there one tonight that is not sure if Jesus really knows you or not? I urge you to come to Jesus. For the Bible says that if we confess with our mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in our hearts that God raised him from the dead, that we shall be saved. Is there one tonight, perhaps you have backslidden and you just want a closer walk with thee? You just want to be sure that Jesus knows me. Because children, we are living in the last and evil days. People are leaving this world in astronomical numbers, and no day is promised to anyone anymore, regardless of your age. So I urge you tonight to come to Jesus, yes, while you have a chance, while the blood is still running warm in your many veins. If you are unsure, we ask that you would send give us a call at 804-313-7853. It is in Jesus' name that we pray all is well. Amen, somebody. At this time, I would turn this broadcast back in the hands of Apostle Mercer.
Dr. Jones, truly that was a good word. I don't want you to hang up. It was powerful. Are you still with us?
Yes, I'm here.
I would just like you to expand a little bit more on what you said about salvation. You have another 30 minutes. We end the broadcast at 8 o'clock. Please continue, if you have the time.
Amen. Is there one tonight that know not this Jesus, we ask you to please give God your heart. For truly God is always willing and able to stand by. He is always willing to receive his children back into the fold. So is there one tonight that wants a special prayer? Perhaps you have gone through the vicissitudes of life. Perhaps you are experiencing the many life's cataclysmic events. We ask that you would bow your head wherever you are as the Spirit is leading me to pray at this time. We come realizing that the water is troubled and that God can do anything and everything except fail. Perhaps you are standing in interceding on behalf of a loved one. We ask that you would call his or her name out wherever you may be, and realizing that God is a problem fixer. Truly, we come before a mighty God. It doesn't matter how big your problems are, because truly we serve a big God. So whatever you may be experiencing, just realize that our God is bigger than it. So let us bow our head in a word of prayer. Our God, it is once again we come stretching our hands to thee for no other help that we know. If you would withdraw yourself from us, where would we go? Eternal God, it is again we come to say thank you. First of all, we come thanking you for waking us up bright and early this morning, allowing us to see another day that we have never seen and truly will never see again. A few of your children from all over the world have called in to this broadcast. Whatever they may be seeking, God, we truly come knowing that you are the answer. So, Lord, we ask that you would touch one by one and name by name. Lord, somebody stands in the need of prayer. Somebody is sick this evening and don't know how they are going to get well. So, Lord, we ask that you would just touch in the mighty name of Jesus. Let them know that you are a doctor who have never lost a case. Let them know that they can still call on you in the midnight hour, and everything will be all right. And Lord, then we come praying for this nation, America. Lord, in this dark hour, we ask that you would allow men, women, boys, and girls to turn from their wicked ways and to turn back toward you, for you promised to heal our land. Lord, we come praying for Apostle Mercer as she leads this broadcast. Might you bless her in season and out of season. Allow her to teach many far and near. And we'll be so careful to give your name the honor, glory, and the praise. So, Lord, whatever your people stand in the need of, we ask that you would open the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing that they have not grown enough to receive. We ask you would bless like only you can bless. Lord, we come realizing that you are able. For, Lord, one day you saved the woman with the issue of the blood disease. Lord, we come realizing that you are able, for you woke us up bright and early this morning. So whatever your people stand in the need of, we ask that you would enlarge their territory and grant it in the mighty name of Jesus. It is Jesus' name that we pray this supplication. It is in Jesus' name that we pray. In Jesus' mighty name, let all of God's people say amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Thank you.
other name but Jesus. We just heard from Shirley Caesar with such a beautiful song as she was singing the melodies of Jesus. We are so blessed to have Dr. James Jones Jr. tonight with the Jeremiah Speak. Truly, it is a blessing to know Jesus. God bless you as we get ready again to listen to the second part of our broadcast. This is the Fivefold Ministry. I'm your host, Apostle Margie Mercer. Our P.O. Box is 9786. That's Baltimore, Maryland, 21284. Again, that's Fivefold Ministry. P.O. Box 9786, Baltimore, Maryland, 21284. As we get our Bibles ready, we're going to look at John. We're going to start at John 3, verses 15 down to verses 18. Again, we're going to look at John 3, verses 15 down to verses 18. We ask this time, as Dr. Jones has said, if you don't know Jesus in the pardon of your sin, you have an opportunity. You have an opportunity to say, God, here am I. Come into my heart. Say, Father, that I just want to know you a little bit better, that I want to have that Holy Spirit that teaches me all truth. God, that I believe that Jesus died for me, and that he is the Son of God and sit on the right hand who make petition for us. We ask at this time that you would just govern yourselves accordingly and just reach out to the Lord, because we know that God loves you, that he cares for you, that God is with you, and that we want to encourage you tonight, as Dr. Jones said, to give you a chance to the plan of salvation. That you don't have to weep, you don't have to cry, that God is with you, that God will be with you until the very ends of earth. Let us listen to the Carboneres. It says, Mary, don't you weep. Again, let us listen to the Carboneres. Mary, don't you weep. God bless you. This is the Fivefold Ministry. Amen.
Drowning in a said, listen, Mary.
Mary, God, you.
Go ahead, bye.
Listening to the Caravans, I want to get the name straight. I was so touched by Dr. Jones' sermon this evening. We want to encourage you as you're listening to the broadcast each week from 7 p.m. to 8 o'clock p.m. We will have the Jeremiah Speaks from 7 o'clock to 7:30, after which it will be the Fivefold Ministry broadcast. This is our disclaimer that we do not own the rights to the music. However, we are promoting the artist. We are promoting the artist so that they can just glorify God and we can just tune in. It is so beautiful. It is so beautiful when you can just be on one accord, not only with the psalmist, but be on one accord in your mindset that we serve a good God and that he can do anything but fail. Also, you can hear us on Sunday mornings from 8:30 a.m. to 10 o'clock. Again, that's 8:30 a.m. to 10 o'clock a.m. on Sundays. We ask that you call in and tune in with us so you'll be able to just hear the beautiful, beautiful words of Zion's from Jeremiah Speak as well as the Fivefold Ministry broadcast. Because you know why our God is a good God. It is only through his grace and mercy are we able to have our being. It is only through his grace and mercy can we function each and every day as we turn it over to God. I played a tune yesterday that it was dear to my heart that I won't complain. You know, so many times that we get this frame of mind that sometimes things may get a little rough. We don't know how to turn to the left or to the right. And we ask God so many questions. But I want you to know that your God is able. Your God is able to do anything but fail. So you don't have to complain. You just reverence God. You just look to the hills where cometh your help. And just think about all the good that God has done for you over the bad. And just turn it over to Jesus and leave it at the foot of the cross. Let us listen to Reverend Paul Jones at this time. Say, Lord, I won't complain. Amen.
So we start complaining. Lord, why me? Why me? Why me? What you need to do one day out of your busy schedule, take the time out. Visit a hospital, MD Anderson. Walk up and down those corridors, and I guarantee you, you'll come back saying, I won't complain. Give him some love as he comes. When I look around,
days. Outweigh my bad days. I won't complain.
Can I say that one more time?
I've had some good days. I've had some hills to climb. I've had some weary days. And some sleepless nights. But when I look around, yeah, I think things over. All of my good days outweigh my bad days. Sometimes the clouds hang low. I can hardly see the road. I ask the question, Lord, Lord, why? So much pain, but he knows what's best for me. Although my weary eyes, they can't see, so I'll just say, thank you, Lord. God has been so good to me. Has he been good? He's been good to me. More than this whole world or you could ever be. He's been so good. Help me. You know what he did? He dried all of my tears away. Turned my midnight in today. Talked about, but thank you, Lord. I've been misunderstood, but thank you, Lord. You might be sick, body racking with pain, but thank you, Lord. The bills are due, don't know where the money coming from, but thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I won't. I won't complain. Die. Die.
Yes, the songwriter says that I won't complain. You know why? God loves us so. He knows what we go through. He knows our ups and downs. He knows our fears. He knows our joy. He knows our sorrow. God is not blind to the ills of this world. Even from the beginning of time in Genesis, God was there. God was there even with Moses when the people was wicked and he had to flood the earth, and that he blessed those that would lift him up, that God was there. God was there with the children of Israel, that, you know, when they were going through Egypt, they became slaves, they were oppressed. God was there. God was there all through the Bible, the Old Testament and the New. He loved us so. And you know what he did that was so special to us, that he sent his son, that we are to lift him up. Let us look at our scripture now. As we said, we're going to look at John 3:15 down to verses 18. And I'm going to read it. It says that whosoever believeth in him, talking about Jesus, should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. And here it is, verse 18. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he have not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Amen. We love the Lord so that we believe that Christ loved us so that he sent his Son. We should let nothing, no one, anything, anybody turn us away from our Lord and our Savior. It is only through his death, burial, and resurrection that we have a chance to the tree of life. I just want to say to you that you are God's beloved. We've heard today that we have a chance to salvation, because it is nothing but the grace of Jesus, his blood, his death, his burial, and his resurrection. And I just want to encourage you again as we listen to Andre Crouch, as we get ready to close out our broadcast, because truly we were blessed tonight with that good sermon, that, oh, it is Jesus. It is nothing, nothing that God can't do. It is not time to fear. It is not time to lose out from the opportunity for eternal life and know that your God can do anything but fail. Not only can you have eternal life, but everlasting life with the Father. So let us just enjoy God. Let us just reverence God, because it is, oh, it is Jesus, such a sweet name. Such a sweet Father, and we love him so. God bless you. Let us listen to the songwriter now. Amen. Nothing but the blood of Jesus, as it says here in the Bible, for God sent his Son into the world so that the world might be saved and so that we can have a chance not only to eternal life, but everlasting life. We are so blessed, and God bless you. If you would like to write us, we are at the Fivefold Ministries Worldwide.inc at Verizon.net. Our initials are F like five, F like fold, M like ministries, W like worldwide, .inc, I-N-C, at Verizon.net. That is FFMW.inc. at Verizon.net. We would like to hear from you, just to hear you, to send us an encouraging word, an agreement prayer, or if you would just like to talk and say hello or hi, or even just to say that you would like us to pray for you. You are special to God. You are his beloved. As we end out our broadcast, we ask you again to listen through us Monday through Fridays, from 7 o'clock p.m. to 8 o'clock p.m., again on Sunday mornings from 8:30 a.m. to 10 o'clock. We want to break bread with you to give you the good news and to say what thus said the Lord of hosts. We want to examine the word and to encourage everything that God is telling you, his beloved. Well, God bless you. Have a nice evening. We're going to end out our broadcast now by listening to one of our favorite hymns by Jeff Majors. It is Songs 23. Again, that's Songs 23 by Jeff Majors. Tune in tomorrow, and God bless you. Amen. Thank you.
Oh,